Welcome back to Mac Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Big news in Wisconsin, in the Republican Party. Robin Voss has attacked Kevin Nicholson, who's a sort of fly-by-night candidate. Remember, he ran in a Republican primary for the Senate to take on Tammy Baldwin last time she was up. 2018, and he got beaten in the primary, and then Baldwin won in the general. Well, this, he's reared his ugly head again. He's weaker now. I don't think he gets it. Started out by saying, well, I'll run for governor or senator, depending on what Ron Johnson does. Ron Johnson's now running for re-election, broke his pledge, and so Kevin Nicholson's going, okay, I'm going to run for governor. Need a job in politics. Well, Voss, Robin Voss, popped his head out of the weeds. And Robin Voss attacked Kevin Nicholson. And he said, do not run for governor. We want the Duchess of Foxconn. We want Rebecca Clayfish to be unopposed. Now, there are plenty of reasons for Kevin Nicholson not to run for governor. One of them is he's not going to win. Number two, he doesn't know how to be governor. He'd be a terrible governor. And number three, even the people who support him for the Senate before aren't supporting him now. Richard Eline, the billionaire from Illinois, that branch of the Elines, gave him at least $3 million last time, but now has given a couple of hundred thousand to Rebecca Clayfish. So if he's missing that kind of contribution from Richard Eline, this guy is going to be doing this on the cheap. He'll be hitchhiking around the state. Then Voss said, well, I guess I can't stop him from doing it, but he shouldn't do it. And then Nicholson, looking to create controversy, hits back against Voss and says, why don't you focus on doing your own job? Kind of weak. Kevin Nicholson is a guy, he's a military veteran. And he, in the middle of the 2018 campaign, he put out a statement that Democrats who are military veterans like myself and others and a lot of friends of mine are unpatriotic and are violating the Constitution by supporting the Democratic Party. In other words, no veteran could support the Democratic Party. I went after the guy, challenged him to a debate. He slunk off like a cur, wouldn't debate. But the fact is, look, the Republicans are not that stupid. They know that if some idiot is running for governor as their nominee, and he's attacking military veterans just because of the political party they belong to, he's going to seriously tick people off. Seriously tick people off. And so they're trying to gang up. Now, what they don't understand, first of all, Nicholson may run. Who knows if he runs? His big donors apparently aren't with him. And secondly, if he does run, I don't think he'll win the primary, just like last time. But I don't much care. But I do care, and you should care, who the Republican nominee is. Why is that? Many of the people listening to this show are Democrats, like myself. I get it. You are going to vote for the Democratic nominee, which will be Evers, the incumbent. But you have a very strong interest, so do I, so does everybody, in making sure that whoever the Republican nominee is, they're not a disaster. They're not a catastrophe. They're not a danger to our democracy. Because if things take a bad bounce and they get in, you want to be able to preserve the integrity of our democracy. Well, you wouldn't do that, I'll tell you what, with Kevin Nicholson, and you certainly wouldn't do that with the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. And I have a solution. Let me just read a couple of things she said. Rebecca Clayfish said, we have to pay, quote, this is a quote from her, we have to pay mercenaries because our army must be bigger. Are you kidding me? What is it, a toy soldier? When did she serve? What does she know about mercenaries and armies? She doesn't know jack, not competent to be governor. She goes, quote, we have to pay mercenaries because our army must be bigger, end quote. Hey, yeah, good luck, Al. Then she goes, she asked her supporters, this is a direct quotation, quote, are you ready to have your knives out? End quote. Are you ready to have your knives out? Apparently she thinks she has to dangle these sort of statements in there, kind of phallic references, to somehow make her look tough and gubernatorial. Doesn't make her look tough and gubernatorial. It makes her look like an idiot. I don't want people their knives out. When Pat Lucey was governor, he didn't ask people if they had their knives out. When Tommy Thompson, Lee Dreyfus, Warren Knowles, Tony Earle, none of these people go, you know, do you have your knives out? What kind of a weird thing is that to say? What kind of a weird thing is that to say? And then she goes, she attacks the Democrats for doing some campaign things, ballot harvesting, which she wasn't telling the truth about. Then she goes, well, we're going to do the same, and we're going to beat them at their own game. And then the next day, I'm going to shower with a metal brush. What's with the metal brush? I mean, why does she have to bring up the issue of her skin and having a metal brush on it and knives and armies? This is not what we want for governor of Wisconsin. The real deal is going, that's happening, and here's my solution. The real deal that is happening is that the Republicans don't have a candidate. If they had a candidate, if they thought that Evers could be beaten, you'd have a guy like Paul Ryan in there. You'd have a lot of other people in there who are more conventional Republicans, but nobody thinks that Evers can be beaten. Why? It's not that, you know, anything Evers has done. Basically, Evers has succeeded in not angering people. The first duty of a governor is not to anger people, and he has discharged that duty. But more to the point, bad things can happen. Bad bounces can happen. The ball can take a bad bounce. And so here, and this is a very, very fortunate circumstance, Tommy Thompson put out a statement, said that he has not ruled out running for governor. He put it out as a trial balloon. I get it. Trump tried to get Sean Duffy to do it. Unfortunately for Trump, Sean Duffy is a citizen of New Jersey right now, and he's not running. But Tommy Thompson was elected to four terms, certainly the longest in my lifetime. And going back in Wisconsin history, I don't remember anybody else who got elected to four terms. He got elected with bipartisan support in some of those elections. Did I agree with everything he did? No. But I believe in his basic integrity, and I also believe that he would not destroy our democracy. If things took a bad bounce in this election and he were the nominee and then the governor, I think I know what he would do. One of the first bills that Clayfish will sign that'll come out of this corrupt, gerrymandered Republican legislature is that the state legislature will pick our electors, not a presidential election. So we'll all vote for president, and you may vote for so-and-so, and the electors will end up being Republican electors picked by Voss using Gableman as an agent. And you have just been euchred out. You've been euchred out of being able to vote for president in Wisconsin. Tommy Thompson would not sign that kind of a bill. He also, Tommy Thompson, did a very fine job as president of the UW system. It was an interim appointment, but he stood tall. And then when he came out with a vaccine and masking mandate, a lot of the nuts in the Republican legislature, many of them who he knew and some of whom he had that had been there a long time, he maybe even served with as governor. And, you know, Thompson started out in the assembly right when he got out of law school in the 1960s. A lot of those people said, well, we're going to pass legislation overriding him. We're going to pass legislation overriding him and forbidding vaccine mandates and mask mandates in the UW. And you know what? He said, bring it on. I know you punks. Bring it on. And they were afraid. They backed down because they didn't want to take on Tommy Thompson, and also because they knew that if he went to court, the Republican judges have to give that a bigger think than otherwise. I would say if the Republican Party is smart, they will privately go to Tommy Thompson. They don't have to tell us about it, and see if he's willing to do it. Make him the nominee, because if you put up the Duchess of Foxconn, kind of a lightweight version of Kristi Noem and Kim Reynolds, you're going to lose. because she simply does not know how to be governor. Go to the lines. Dan and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, man, I got a question for you, maybe you know the answer. So I know some states like California, they can have ballot measures that are binding. What mechanism does Wisconsin have if, you know, this worst-case scenario were to come into place? You know, what tools does the citizenry have other than the next election to, you know, override the legislature like that?
Very good point. I mean, or here's the law. Yeah, the law is if the legislature tries to do it as a constitutional amendment, it has to pass two sessions of the legislature. Evers can't veto it. And then it would go to the electorate. And if they voted for it, the Constitution would be changed. That's what I'm afraid of, because with a skillful campaign, you could hoodwink people into doing it. But if the legislature passes a law, which they're threatening to do, and if Clayfish were governor and signed it, that said the legislature picks the electors, you can put resolutions on a statewide ballot. But that's going to that would require the vote of the legislature first. And they're not going to, if they're already passed the thing, they're not going to try to test it by referendum. Secondly, referenda like that are not binding. In other words, you can have a referendum saying, we believe that the presidential primary should be the one that picks the electors. And it would have a lot of gravity. It would have a lot of force morally, you know, and all of that kind of thing. But unless it's a constitutional amendment, I'm not at all confident that courts would say, therefore, that's binding. The fact is that the legislature is not going to permit any of this. What you can do is put it on with county boards around the state. 72 counties, two-thirds of them could put that on. That's not binding either, although we did that on fair maps, and they just blow it off. The truth is that gerrymandering is killing us, Dan. Gerrymandering is killing us because that legislature has the keys to the car. We're going to break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.